Hey, you guys, welcome to the Sonya Tompkins Show. And in this podcast, I share with you all things that happen behind the scenes as an entrepreneur, whether it's family, faith, mindset, and everything in between. So welcome, you guys. This is episode 2. And I'm actually going to do part 2 of my very first episode, which tells you a little bit about my background story and why you should stop hiding and why I stopped hiding. And by doing that, I created this second podcast. So if you didn't listen to episode 1, make sure you go back and listen to that. So, you guys, this is episode 2, and I'm coming off of a whirlwind weekend. We had a surprise birthday party. Well, I threw a surprise birthday party for my husband, and we had a minor flood in our home the day of, and then it was Father's Day the next day, and then his actual birthday the next day, so it's been a busy time. However, I'm glad to say and happy to report that my business still went on. I actually still was able to book a new client, and for now, all that foolery while making some money. So those are the kinds of things that I love about being my own boss. I didn't have to call off or ask for time off from work. I didn't lose any pay because I wasn't there. And those are just some of the perks to being an entrepreneur. However, for some of you who are just getting started or contemplating starting your own business, you may be trying to figure out, like, how do you, like, what's the first thing that you do? Like, what's step one? So before you get into, like, the strategies of you need this system or this tool or this is how you're going to market to people or whatever, like, first of all, you got to kind of figure out exactly what it is you want to do. And today I kind of want to share briefly my evolution into full-time entrepreneurship. So for me, you guys, if you've listened to me or been in contact with me some other kind of way, you may know a little bit about my story, but if you don't, here is the spill. I'm just naturally an entrepreneur. And that doesn't come like with that doesn't mean that everything was easy for me. As a matter of fact, nothing about my journey was really easy other than what I'm going to share with you today, which is naturally, I've always been inclined to kind of be in control. Although I'm not a control freak, I do like to be in control. I want to be able to create the world that I live in, as an entrepreneur, so that means create what I want to do. I wanted to always be able to be in charge of and create my hours, who I worked with, and, you know, what I got paid. Now, that last part, what I got paid, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm still kind of working on that. I am still, I've crossed a lot of mindset hurdles as it revolves around money mindset, but I am still kind of work, according to a lot of other people, and even what I feel in my heart, still working on that. So that's a work in progress. And you need to know that when you become an entrepreneur, you're never going to be finished. It's like buying a home. It's never perfect. Even when you buy the perfect home, then you got to figure out the perfect furniture to go in it and the perfect throw pillows and the perfect area rug, right? So it's always ongoing. And the same thing is going to be your journey as an entrepreneur. And so I knew I wanted to be in control and create those things. And so even as a young child, I didn't play games that most children play. I can remember, my parents will tell you guys, I can remember being around 3 and like cartoons. I mean, I'd watch them, but I could care less. The only kind of games or things I really wanted to do that really lit my, you know, made my eyes light up and got my attention were 2 games. And that was Beauty Shop. And that was store. Okay. And in both of those, I was either the hairstylist and the one getting paid, or I was the cashier and I was the one getting paid. So again, I can look back now and know that it just was in me. Those things were in me. And that's not something I think that you can teach. I also enjoyed helping people. So, and I guess my other little game I like to play was teacher. And I like to help people. But as it evolved, as I evolved and started to understand, like, you know, basic retail, I actually started selling candy out of my locker in junior high. That was kind of like my first taste of being an entrepreneur and having a side hustle. And then I grew from that into actually doing hair on the side. By the time I was in high school, I had enrolled in a cosmetology program and had become a licensed cosmetologist at the same time that I graduated with my high school diploma at 18. So that whole thing kind of seemed like it was in a blink of an eye that all happened. But when it comes to picking like what it is exactly you want to do, I think you want to look at your talents, so your natural talents and gifts. And then aside from that, like another part to what you want to look at is like your purpose. And I don't think that you have to do the purpose in order to get paid. And I don't think you have to have natural gifts and talents to get paid. But it definitely helps if you're pulling from one of those two buckets in terms of deciding where you want to go as an entrepreneur. Anything outside of that you can do, but it just increases your learning curve a little bit. And it just depends on, you know, what is it, how do you want to live that entrepreneurial life? For me, I wanted things that were of ease to me. I've never been a person who, I'm not one of those personality types that just loves a whole lot of hard work, just loves a challenge. I like a good debate, but I don't want to have to do a whole lot of work. And that's just being honest. And so I relied more on my natural talents and gifts in terms of picking my entrepreneurial choices, at least in the very beginning. I will say that over the last 10 years, I've been drawn more and more and been able to understand more and more that my actual purpose, the things that I'm passionate about and that other people describe me as being valuable because of, I've been more driven by that in the last 10 years. But the first 10 to 15 were strictly driven by just natural talents and gifts, and those things served me well. So I would suggest that you start in one of those buckets, natural talents and gifts or purpose, and pull from one of those. If you're not sure like what your purpose is, a really good exercise to find that out is to ask other people how they would describe you. Ask other people what they most get from you, enjoy from you, value you for. And pull from there, because what you think and what the way you see yourself and the way that other people see you generally is totally different. I'm a person that I think like, yeah, I'm pretty direct. I'm kind of, you know, yeah, I'm a straight shooter. You know, I don't water down much of anything that I say or do in life. But I had no idea that other people saw me. A word that kept coming up for me when I asked those questions was intimidating. I've heard that word more than once. But I've also heard when they use the word intimidating, they also balance that out and they say, you know, because you care a lot. So that was kind of refreshing, because I was like, damn, like, am I coming off like as that person? But yeah, so anyway, before I get on that tangent, but yeah, by asking people those questions, I was able to see how they saw me and what they valued me for. Other terms and things that I heard repeatedly was straight shooter, blunt, helpful, you know, caring, you know. And so, yeah, those are the things now that I understand. Although my products or services that I have sold in the past made me money, really what they were coming for were the things that I was more purposeful at. They came to me because they knew I would give them the truth. They worked with me because they knew I cared enough to tell them what other people may not have told them. They worked, you know, they bought that dress from me because, you know, they knew I'd be like, girl, like, I'm gonna need you to get a Spanx while you're here, because it's just gonna make you look a lot better. You know what I mean? They bought my coaching packages because they were like, you explained the process to me better than anybody else did. They were using terms and words I didn't really understand, and you broke it down for me in a way that I understood, and that's why I want you to help me open up my boutique. So those are my purposes. That's my purpose, is to help, to empower, to clarify, okay? Because truth tellers are clarifiers, and that's my purpose. And I just now got that in the last, you know, like really got it, heard it, absorbed it. Not just I hear it, yeah, but really owning it in the last like 5 to 10 years. Where before that, I strictly relied on my services, products, that I sold based off my gifts and talents. So that's what I would encourage you guys to do if you're in the position where you're still trying to figure out exactly what route you want to take, or if you are doing the work as an entrepreneur but not really feeling anything for it anymore. It's not really doing it for you, you know. You're just like, I feel like I'm working a regular job. You know, I feel like I'm having the same feelings that I felt when I worked for somebody else that I wasn't really interested in. So these are exercises that you can take. For me, after getting that license, that cosmetology license at 18, I opened up my own salon. And from there, I took a corner of that several years after I was open and started to sell women's accessories. And that little corner in that salon of mine where I was selling accessories turned into basically financing my 3 full-blown individual brick-and-mortar boutiques after that. Did that for almost 12 years, and I've been a business coach for the last almost 4 years full-time. So it's definitely been an evolution, and that's where I'm at. And now I want to take all this info, like I said, in part one, and share it with you guys. So yeah, if you're looking to figure out where do you start, before you start investing in coaching and strategies and programs and systems, get really clear about why you're doing it and what you want to do. I think even before you get to the why, you've got to be clear about what you want to do, right? Get clear about what you want to do and then figure out the why. And the why takes you so much further in the process. So you guys, if you want to know more about me, if you want to know more about how you could possibly work with me, like I said in part one, the website is not up because I'm just jumping in. I'm getting stuff done, and I'm not going to wait or let the paralysis of perfection keep me from getting it done. But you can check me out on my current website, which is brickandmortarmaven.com. And soon there will be a website for soniatompkins.com where I'll share even more insight and other ways that you can help grow your mind and your spirit as you pursue this entrepreneurial journey. So thanks so much for listening. If you haven't, make sure you subscribe, leave me a review. And depending on where you're listening, if you're listening on Anchor FM, you can definitely drop me a message. I'd love to share what you thought about the show or what aha moments you had during this episode with everyone else who is listening. Thanks so much, you guys. See you next time.